received over $40 million from a Russian billionaire tied to Putin. Emails prove that a communist billionaire who knows her way around the Kremlin poured millions of dollars into Hunter's firm back in 2012. 2012 was when Joe Biden was vice president. Yeah, the same wife of the mayor of Moscow who paid Hunter $3.5 million in 2014, again, while Joe Biden was vice president. The money was for real estate investments. Did you know that Hunter wasn't just an energy expert? He was also a real estate mogul? And while Putin's rich Russian buddy was paying the vice president's son, she was having dinners with the vice president, Joe Biden. So rich Russian commies were paying the Biden family and having secret dinners with them. Where's Robert Mueller? Did he miss all that? But the media, still not interested.
But first of all, you know, with regard to the son of the candidate, you know, he was the son of the candidate. He wasn't the candidate. Listen, do I think it's legitimate to look at? Sure. Do I think that, like, it's a legitimate criticism to say that in the 10 days, 14 days prior to the election, you didn't spend enough time on it? Not really.
He was never arrested. The Justice Department was looking into it, never reported it until he is the son of a candidate. I don't think it's a main story until that happened.
But this was always about Joe Biden, not Hunter. Russia, China, Ukraine, they spent millions to buy access to the big guy. And now whistleblowers are coming forward to say the FBI knew all about it. They always did. According to Senator Chuck Grassley's office, whistleblowers are saying the FBI has been sitting on evidence that not only shows that Joe is aware of Hunter's business deals, but they show he may have also been criminally involved. They have evidence of money being held for Joe while he was vice president, like 10% for the big guy, evidence of a $5 million loan from China that the Chinese just forgave. Do you really think the Chinese would just forgive a $5 million loan if they weren't getting something big out of it? Really? They were getting Joe Biden. Hunter may have been the bag man of the whole operation, but Joe was the one running the show, according to Tony Bobulinski. Senator Chuck Grassley is the one leading this investigation into the Biden family, and he's been hearing directly from whistleblowers, and he joins us now. So I know you're going to follow the facts, Senator. I may be getting ahead of things. I know you're not going to be getting ahead of things. Where do we stand right now, and what are you hearing?
Well, first of all, the letter lays it out pretty clear. We have seen documents that these whistleblowers have shown us. We've read them. My team has gone through them thoroughly. And we know what there is at the Justice Department and the FBI. And so our letters are to get them to let them know what we know and to get them to tell us what they're doing with it, if anything. And we're trying to embarrass them in to saying to do their job. And the public has a right to know this. What I hear in Iowa is that people are sick and tired of the unequal application of the law. And you hear, you see this in the Justice Department and the FBI with this Hunter case throughout.
If you have evidence from whistleblowers that show that the FBI is sitting on evidence that may directly involve criminally the president of the United States, and they're not doing anything about it, how big,
well, the document,
how big is this thing getting?
Well, listen, the documents speak for themselves, and I want to know what their response to it. If it involves the president of the United States, the public has a right to know that. But we ask these questions. With these and other instances of our investigation, we get no answer. Congress is entitled to this answer. The American people are entitled to this answer. And that's the purpose of my letter.
If, in fact, Joe Biden, as vice president or as president or before he became president, was doing something illegal and was being bribed or compromised by foreign nationals, our enemies, and the FBI was protecting him. Follow me here.
I wish I could tell you for certain.
Right. But what would that, what would that mean if you took over in the Senate? What would that lead you to do as a leader in the Senate?
Okay. Well, let me say this. If we're in the majority, I'll be chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And whether in that position, I think you're in a stronger position to demand answers to your questions. They seem to ignore ranking members or members of the minority party. That isn't right, but that's the way it is. And as chairman of the committee, I intend to follow the facts and the money where it leads me. But I intend to do that even if I'm not chairman of the committee, because that's my reputation of following the facts and the money till I get to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
and this is just one more step. And we've got sound information from the whistleblowers within the department of these documents, and they show bad things, and the American people are entitled to know what the Justice Department is doing with them.
Yep, we sure are entitled to that. Thank you very much for following the money, and I think we all know where it's going to lead. We appreciate you joining us.